So one of the biggest concerns about vaping is obviously that there is still a risk to the person using them. But how bad is vaping when comparing them to a normal cigarette?
Well, it is true to say that vaping is less harmful than a cigarette because you're not getting all the other toxins and carcinogens and junk that goes along with the nicotine in a cigarette. But it makes no sense when you really think about it to replace a terribly harmful habit with a slightly less harmful habit. That's not really a good principle. The other difficulty with vaping is that this notion that it might be safe or in any way cool or appropriate then serves as a gateway into cigarette or tobacco smoking, particularly for young people. And there's a large amount of evidence from all around the world showing that vaping is a stepping stone onto other types of smoking, namely tobacco. So the public health risks of vaping are significant. And thirdly, for those people who say, and there are a lot of them on social media who are getting stuck into me at the moment, who say, oh goodness, I need to give up smoking and all the rest of it. Of course we want to help people give up smoking. Mm. But we must remember that the most successful quit method so far, and in large measure, is cold turkey. So there's still, and there's other help available for people also.
But there has been a study, right? There's been a study that's come that was published in the New England Journal of Medicine that has suggested that 18% of ex-smokers who switched to e-cigarettes were still smoke-free after a year compared to around about 10% who switched to nicotine patches. Now, obviously, that's not talking about cold turkey. That's talking about using alternate methods. But is there a possibility that maybe instead of the hardcore ban that was being suggested, there should be some leeway for prescriptions?
We're very comfortable with that and agree with that. One of the numbers hidden in that trial that you just mentioned is that the enormous majority, most of those patients who used vaping as a quit aid, were still vaping at the end of the year. So that risk continues. So it's not really full quitting, you see. So I think that's something that we need to bear in mind. But yes, we're absolutely comfortable with adding to the range of, say, nicotine replacement therapy products that are available, because when you're prescribing something, you're also giving counselling, you're helping people change the behavioural aspects of the habit, which is key to giving up, you know, these sorts of vices and smoking in particular. So adding it to our armamentarium as a script item that can be given with counselling and so on, we're comfortable with. But definitely, this notion that open slather is a good thing, recognising the risk to younger people, that's to be avoided at all costs.
Mm. And is it the import for the young person that people are most concerned about here? Because, as you mentioned before, obviously vapes are slightly better than cigarettes. They still come with their negative, health effects. But there was no move in this particular motion anyway, to kind of talk about the banning of cigarettes. So is it mainly the concern of young people here?
I think that's a very big concern. I mean, obviously there's been a political compromise, but the medical data is very, very clear. And if you go to, for example, all of the respiratory societies across the world, their message is very clear, and that is do not vape. And it's not just remember that they're better. We probably should avoid those terms and say that they are still harmful, because there is still a mortality attached to this. So vaping-associated lung injury, or VALI, is the term that's attracted in the medical literature, and it's a real thing. There's abnormalities on scans. There's people who are unwell with symptoms or even ventilated, and a small mortality attached to it. So if you want help with quitting smoking, that's excellent, and the system will bend over backwards to help you. And there's a range of products available to do that, and do go and see your GP. But vaping's potentially a slippery slope, and I don't think we should try to mash it into a box where it's going to be helpful alongside those other methods that we've already got.